I got in the habit of it. I can't stop.
You didn't sell any of those. You just kept those for your
family. Yeah. On that, it was watermelon. Well, they had to sell the cotton. That's the only way they had to make it money, was to sell the cotton. Mm-hmm. And they didn't sell it in the corn, because that's what they made the meal. They had a meal that you'd bring it to Roswell to have the corn got into meal. You mm-hmm. have to have that done in Roswell.
Okay, so they let African Americans have access to the meal?
Well, no jobs there. That's where you bring corn and all stuff. But
I meant just in terms of access for that way, but not in terms of actually working.
Yeah, that's right, yes. Mm-hmm. They had access to do most, well, anything they wanted done, they could get done. And everybody seemed to get along fine. We never had any real racial troubles here at all, as I can remember.
As long as you remembered what you could and couldn't do.
That's right. You had to be careful of that. And you treat one another right, you might get along. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm still here.
Treating people right?
Mm-hmm. And even those that treat you wrong, treat them good anyway, and so you make it. Mm-hmm. When you go getting back at them, you don't get nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What about, I was going to ask you, you said when you were younger you had to chop wood. Did you guys have a wood stove? Is that what
you wood stove. Yeah, wood stove. And that's what you heated your house by, your fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then, as far as, you said you had springs too, would you put even butter and stuff in there to keep it cool, or did you have like a freezer box in the house? Or?
Well, absolutely, they had they call it an ice box.
Mm-hmm.
You put your ice in there when you go to the ice house and get the ice. Here in the city, they would come outside and deliver the ice. You could,
wow.
And you get it. Come in big blocks, and you get, I think, about 50 pounds and fill up your ice box, put it on top of there, and all your shells down to the bottom. And that's keep your stuff cold. But when you lived out in the country, you didn't have that. We would take time to take a bucket cut up a chicken, put it down in the well, and it'd keep.
Cool.
For several days. And you got your milk or something, you get a little, you catch the spring and sit it till it's spring right over to keep it cool.
Wow. Did you think that food back then that was tasted a lot better than it does now?
No, just 100% better than it tastes now.
Yeah, we're talking about that, how the food today doesn't have any taste or anything.
Yeah, no.
My mom and grandmother all insisted it's all bland now. It doesn't have any
I won't agree with
it. You won't agree with
it? I'm going to. Even eggs taste different.
Even eggs?
Huh? How's
yes.
That? Oh, this is interesting, though. I have this friend who's from Africa, and her mother comes to visit here, and she won't eat chickens. Because she says they're not real chickens.
She's about right, too.
She says she has real chickens. She said, because the chickens that are here, because they're sort of, you know, and all of these on the farms, they're like, you know, thousands of chickens together or whatever. And she says, you can't grow chickens like that.
She's right.
And she says, so they're not real chickens. They don't taste like real chickens. Nothing from them is real. And she says, you have to have, they have to be like your friends. You know, you can only have like a few chickens. And you have to feed them real food, you know, and you have to, and so that's when she says you have a real chicken. But chickens here, she says they're not real chickens.
They're not. If you could, you get one out on a farm now, a chicken, and one, you get out of the store and cook it, you can tell different.
Mm-hmm.
Even sausage.